Right now, we're at 30. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on Connect FM, one of the finest human beings I have ever met, one of the greatest legendary basketball coaches of all time, celebrating birthday number 80, our friend Lou Henson. Coach, happy birthday.
Well, Stevie, thank you, and it's really nice to visit with you and with your audience today, and we thank the world of you, Janet, the kids, and I'll tell you one thing, Nathan has turned out to be a golfer like you and his uncle. I played with both of you. Both of you are super. Well, I'll tell you, he's done a great job in golf, and all your kids are doing well. And, of course, the Grace and winning beauty contest and all that. Did she get that look? She got it from Janet.
That's exactly right. No way, Coach. All my kids took from my wife. Well, speaking of Brother Johnny, we have him live in New Orleans, Louisiana, on with Lou Henson on Azalea. Johnny!
Hey, Lou, happy birthday. I can't believe it.
Hey,
happy birthday. It's
Johnny. Nice to visit with you. And, you know, when we were in the Valley, not the Valley, but the Sun Belt, and we would play, we'd go to New Orleans. Boy, I'll tell you, Johnny helped me coach some of those games. He was there and really supported us, and we've had a good time visiting with him from time to time.
Well, we had some good games here, Lou, and you always came through somehow. It was a pretty good record through here. But all we did, Steve, quite a list of achievements.
Well, it's just, I don't know if there's another, and Lou doesn't like this stuff, but I don't know if there's another revered guy like this in two different university towns in America. They got a highway named after him. He's an honorary doctorate. He's this, he's that. He's everything in Las Cruces and Champaign, everywhere he goes. Lou, you can't get out of a restaurant in Champaign still.
Well, we've been very fortunate to be in two cities that have been very nice, and So, I tell everybody one of the best decisions that we ever made was to come to the University of Illinois. The 21 years as coach, of course, we've been here for 31 years and still active after retiring. And it's been a great thing, you know, meeting people like you two families and all. And it's the friendships that you make through the years that really count.
Well, Lou, I'll tell you, you know, all the success that you've had, and of course the awards and the honors are great, but there's really nothing like the love and respect you and Mary have earned in those two cities. I think that's more than any man could ever want and hope for. And congratulations for that. And Stevie and I are sure glad you were born.
That's for sure.
Happy birthday and many happy returns.
Hey, by the way, Johnny, you know, I have two tickets for the Final Four. It's in New Orleans. And if I could get somebody to buy those tickets at a good price, I would stay in the hotel and watch the game. Do you have tickets?
I'll tell you what. I'll talk to Steve. We can probably get a bunch of money out of him for him.
That's right. Hey, I wanted to say one thing before I let you go, Johnny. When I started the talk show in the 80s, and we were trying something new, and the thing wasn't going very well, and people were calling on the radio and criticizing me and saying I was awful. And it was on Jim Turpin's show, and it was saying, what are you doing, Jim? He's awful. He's terrible. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Lou Henson, in certainly the peak of his incredible, immense popularity, came into the radio station with everybody watching, came to me and pointed at me during when my stock was a penny stock, and said, I want to be on your show. I want to be on your show. And everybody looked up and said, what's he doing? And I tell you what, Coach, you never know the lives you touch and how important little things like that are, but that meant a lot to a 25-year-old kid.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Johnny, you got to remember this, in coaching, to win games that I've won a lot of good games, and to win them, you got to recognize talent. And I knew what Stevie had. So I want to point that out.
You know, you're right, Coach, and you've been great at that, and then also just adding to the lives of these kids and the fans around you. So,
no question. No.
Okay, all of that. You're sounding pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we may have to tee it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing, you know, last year I had sciatic nerve. I didn't play much when I played by myself a little bit, but maybe next year when I come up in the spring, we can play. But Johnny, now I want to go on about this ticket situation. Okay, now, see, we have two tickets, and I have trouble walking, so getting up and down. And I was going to call you, but I'll just offer you the tickets over the air.
Wow.
When we come down.
He gave me two tickets to one of those games before, and I sat by Nick Nolte, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have two free tickets, and And we'll see you when we get in there. We'll be there for 3 or 4 days, and we'd like for you two to use the tickets for the semifinals and finals.
That's great. I can't wait to see Mary. So that's fantastic.
I tell you what, we Johnny, I'm going to keep you, and I think I can conference three people, but I've got to do this. This is very important. Do we have President Bill Clinton on the line?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, President Clinton, you're on with Lou Henson.
Dr. Henson?
Yes, yes.
A.K.A. Coach. Well, my lovely bride, Hillary, and I just want to wish you a very happy 80th birthday. And, of course, we send our love to Mary, too. And, by the way, what is the significance, Lou, of Doris Day, Calamity Jane, the Green Giant, and August 1st, 1954?
Now, I'll tell you what, President Clinton, you spent a lot of time with Mary because the only way you'd find out, and by the way, you do talk to her all the time, and I'm a little bit jealous. Don't call her quite so often.
Well, when I'm not talking to Diane Ducey, I like talking to Mary.
All right, that's Bill Clinton. Do we have President Obama from the White House?
Wait. By the way, I'll tell you what the significance is. Lou, do you remember?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, that was his first date with Mary.
What's
he was working for Green Giant.
Yeah. And by the way, I want all of you to know that on December the 29th, we celebrate their 57th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
It takes a super lady to stay with me that long.
Well, I tell you what, 57 is amazing, Lou. Congratulations on that. Okay, now do we have Barack Obama? Yes, go ahead, President Obama. You're on with Lou Henson.
Happy birthday. I was going to send a gift, but as you know, we have an austerity program at the White House. Belt tightening. Got to save our money for vacations.
And now we switch to Dallas. It's George W. Bush, I think, with President Bush. It's Lou Henson. Go ahead, President Bush.
Go Aggies.
that's the other President Bush.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of him, Bill Melberg here, Lou.
I'll tell you one thing. I want you to know, Stevie and Johnny, you know, we had all of these people at my graduation. We had all of these former presidents there, and they spoke, and people had a great time. It's the best banquet they've ever had in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Well, I was just thinking about an Illini rebounders luncheon in 1992, and I was doing George H.W. Bush.
Yep.
And I told, and of course, Lou introduced me, and he asked some questions to the president, and I told him stick to the script. And Lou decided to come up with a question of his own. And he says, Mr. President, this economy is doing real bad. Now, this is 1992. What are you going to do to turn around the economy so that you can get yourself reelected? Well, I'm on the spot. He threw in his own question. So, Stevie, you might remember it was maybe one of my all-time quickest comeback one-liners. I had George Bush say, well, we got to make it look like there's more to the economy there than there is. I call it Lou-do economics.
Yes, I recall that, Bill. I recall that.
That's
anyway,
a great line.
One of these times, we didn't have a lot of time, but when we come back up in the spring, we ought to get with all of you and just have a good time, like we've had so many times.
Bill, appreciate you jumping on no notice. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you as well, New Orleans. And we'll say goodbye to Bill and John, and I'll keep Lou another minute. But thank you guys for joining us this morning.
All right. God bless.
You bet.
Love you.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, it's a big night tonight. We're going to honor Lou Henson tonight. What are you going to feel with this ovation tonight? Is going to be crazy good. I mean, this is a sellout. People love Lou Henson, and it's going to be a very emotional night tonight.
Well, Stevie, one of the reasons that people have a pretty good feeling about marrying me is because of people like you who supported us through the years, and you mean a lot to us, and I never will forget, you know, we lost our son, Lou, and he had written some work, and he had poems and so on, and so there's one that we really liked, and we couldn't think of anybody better to read that at his service than you. And we still have that tape, and we listened to you. You did a beautiful job. And so it's people like you that make it worthwhile. And You know, when they raise that banner tonight, I've been thinking, they're raising it because of the excellent players that we've had through the years and the tremendous support that we've had from various groups. You know, the Orange Crush Rebounders and dear friends like you, and that really helps you through some of those tough times.
Well, I tell you what, your coaching stands on its own. I mean, some of the stuff you did, and by the way, my kids and I, we watched Glory Days the other day about Don Haskins, and I went home, I told the triplets, I told Nathaniel, I said, listen, you remember Don Haskins' team, they had four starters returning. Lou didn't have anything in New Mexico State. He not only beat him twice that year, but they beat him 10 in a row. And they went, whoa. Hey, Lou Henson, one of the finest guys when it comes to the basketball court, but what I appreciated about you is obviously the wins are great, but it's the goodness within you and the genuineness of your powerhouse partner, Mary. And I think that you two have made such an impact to so many people. So it's not just wins and losses. It's the goodness and it's the things in the lives you've touched, the good things you've done over the years. And that's just got to be satisfying at age 80 to know the love is so much there for you. And that's what you're going to feel. There's going to be a moment tonight, and it's going to be deafening, their appreciation for you, Lou.
I'll tell you one thing, Steve. I wish I'd hired you 25, 30 years ago to go along with me and be my press agent and talk like that. Hey, then I would have made much more money when I was coaching at Illinois.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. We're thankful that you were born. You're a great man. And congratulations on your 80th, and congratulations on the big night tonight.
Thank you, Steve. We love you and your family, and it's really nice to visit with you.
Great visiting with you, Coach. We love you as well, and have a great birthday.
Thank you.
That's Lou Henson, ladies and gentlemen. One of the finest humans I have ever met.
Yeah, what a great guy.
No, he's off the charts, and, yeah. and what a great coach. But there's just so much more to Lou, and he's, I tell you what, take him to Houlihan's and see how quick you get out. It isn't going to happen. Because everybody wants to say hi,
yeah,
wants to say
sure.
And he looks great.
Yeah,
he's doing great, and he's still swinging the golf club, still swimming. You know what? He works hard. He's had some ups and downs with his health, and he works tremendously hard on the therapy and to come back. And you'll see him tonight at the ball game. If you're going to Ohio State, Illinois, 8 o'clock tip, you'll see Lou and Mary
sitting amongst the Orange Crush.
And I'm telling you what, they look about the same to me. They look about the same to me. I mean, Mary Henson just looks like I don't get it. How do you look so great, Mary? You look awesome. I mean, she's just youthful and just, anyway, it's going to be great to see them both on the Assembly Hall floor tonight for Illinois and Ohio State. Great visiting with Lou Henson on his 80th. Thanks to Brother Johnny and Bill Melberg, our political humorist and satirist. All right, coming up next, we'll check our Wall Street Journal report. Quick weather next on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. I'm Stevie J, top of the hour. We'll get Fox News update. New Hampshire live with Jennifer Kuiper on the ground in New Hampshire for the big primary today. And then Stephen Bardo, who played for Lou. Stephen Bardo will join me at 8:30 in the next hour talking about tonight's Buckeyes and the Illini. And, of course, the Illini 3-1, so is Ohio State, but Ohio State's Lou said last night, I heard him say it, he thinks Ohio State could be the best team in the country.
Huh.
So it's going to be a real armload tonight, but maybe a little inspiration, maybe a little extra energy in the Assembly Hall because of Lou Henson.
Yeah.
Because of honoring the coach on his 80th. And, I can't tell you the gestures that he made to me early in my career that he didn't have to do. And this, in the 80s, Lou Henson was the man, right? I mean, he was the man.
I know that.
When he walked in a building, everybody knew it. I mean, we had a top 10 program. I mean, it was something. When you saw Lou Henson, he had his orange coat on a lot. And then for him, it was just like, I mean, I'm being pounded by critics. I mean, people don't like me. And he comes up to me, and just by the nature of his gravitas, just the impact of Lou Henson saying that he liked me and would come on my little new radio show, it was a big deal.
Yeah, the tides changed.
It just was a big deal. And it just, when you reach out to somebody and maybe they're having trouble or maybe they're a little bit downtrodden or maybe you don't think, you know, a word of encouragement does any good, you have no idea. You have no idea the impact of your words. You have no idea the impact of a small gesture of calling somebody and saying, hey, I just wanted to call to say, I really appreciate you and what you try and do every day. And just that call, they will remember that phone call for years. If you call somebody today and just somebody out of the blue and just say, listen, I remember when you did that. And remember, I just wanted to say thank you again for that and how awesome I think you are and how amazing you are to everybody around you. They will never forget to call. Nobody does that. And yet, if you reach out and do that, they'll remember. Here I am. I'm remembering this story from 27 years ago.
Right. Well, it was quite an endorsement.
Well, it was just, you know, if I were stock, I'd be about a penny. It was nothing. It was like, there was a hiring mistake. We had the wrong guy in the wrong spot.
It's tough when you're first starting out in radio.
This was a show that, you know, it was just a talk show, and we didn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, kind of new territory.
Well, it was nothing. We didn't have anything. We didn't know what to do. We just thought we'd have people on the radio and talk to them. Well, about what? It was before syndication. It was before Larry King. It was before all the stuff.
Right.
And so
before the formula,
before everything started, I kind of got thrown in there, and credit to Jim Turpin, who hired me and took all the calls about people who couldn't stand me. And it was tough. And then Lou Henson stepped up and gave a kid a real boost of encouragement. And yeah. I never forgot that. And so while we talk about his 779 wins or whatever the number is, it should be higher because they took a season away from New Mexico State when he coached and the previous coach who got in trouble, NCAA didn't count those. So he's near 800, really.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, that's amazing. To have nearly 800 basketball victories and to turn four programs around like he did, to go to the Final Four with two different teams, to win as many times as he did on the court in some tough situations.
Has such a knack for as a coach. Even Nathaniel learned how to do a layup at 4 years old in your driveway.
Or they came over to visit the triplets when they were just born. Nathaniel was in the driveway with Coach, and I left those two alone for a minute, and I come back out, and Coach had drawn up a play. Now, Nathaniel, I will pass you the ball. You will pass it back. I'll pass it to you. You take the layup. Let's run it. And I'm going, what? And they ran it perfectly. Nathaniel was a little 4-year-old and made the basket.
Yes.
And I was going, man, you're good. And that was, I told Jen, I said, I don't think he's done coaching. And then he went and took the New Mexico State job for $1 a year. And then he hired his brother, Ken, to be his assistant. And Lou worked for $1 that year.
Wow.
And then the next year, they officially hired him, paid him appropriately. And the first thing he said is, I want to fire my brother, Ken. And Ken, in the back of the room, was heard to say, praise the Lord. Because Lou's, he's up at 4. He's watching film. I mean, you know, he just doesn't stop. He just doesn't stop.
The Hensons, man.
It's just,
that's awesome.
I want to fire my brother. Praise the Lord. It's classic. All right, 7:57. Fox News next. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.